the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
That doesn't make you pick up the broom or the mop and start playing a little air guitar on the broomstick handle. I don't know what would.
Barbara called in and wants us to do a show on Arizona topography.
Okay.
That would be an interesting one, like maps. Somebody that from Wide World of Maps that could tell you when you get your State Forest Road map, what all the different legends are and different trails. I mean, I've spent hours looking at those when I'm out. Just
we've had the National Geological Survey on a couple times. We can certainly have them back on, particularly as the microcluster earthquakes at each end of the Mogollon Rim. Are they still registering?
Got a question on someone wanting to know about what the volcanoes were like as well. What it was like when the volcanoes were forming here.
Hot.
The end.
Very hot. Very hot.
How do you think they made those maps in the 50s and 60s? Because some of those old forest maps that you still get, you know, this was, it'll tell you the last time that it had been updated, and it's 40, 50, 60 years old. Like, how'd they do that back then?
How do they draw
all those little lines to show how steep the mountain is, and how are they measuring that, and who's walking around?
Had to be old-fashioned aerial photography. It's the only thing I can imagine. Mm-hmm. Well, we've got a couple people that want to come on and share ideas with us.
Okay. I don't have the name, but Gary's telling me line two.
Line two. Nikki, is that you?
That's me.
Ah. She has some great ideas. The first one I really like.
Okay, all right. Let's capture them.
Hi. So my first idea was maybe having a home economics expert come on. I'm kind of the between a millennial and before millennial. I grew up with a rotary phone, but I also grew up with not having home economics. And when I got into my 20s, I had to learn how to budget and how to cook an egg and things like that. I think a lot of parents would probably like to have some information about how to teach their children those things, since they don't, they were probably not taught them as well.
All right. Very good. You had a couple ideas?
Yep. And another one was, I'd really like to know more about Arizona sports, but pre our professional sports. Like, what did we have in Arizona a long time ago? But, and I say long time ago, like the 80s. But
way back.
That just hurt.
Nikki's young.
Wait. When, you know what I mean?
Nikki, I think we could go further back with the Adelatl.
I thought she was talking Adelatl. Yeah. I thought she was talking Native American, the sport courts that are built out in the middle of the desert.
I have no idea about any of those things, and I would love to know more about those things.
Now, what causes you to get up at 6:30, 7 o'clock on Saturday mornings?
Well, I'm a parent. I'm like 37, so I'm a parent, so I'm up. But my folks are out of town, and they live at the foot of South Mountain, so I'm going to go check their property to make sure everything's okay from the storm last night.
Very good. Well, we appreciate you sharing the ideas, Nikki. You take care, and thanks for tuning in to Rosie on the House.
Hey, thanks for everything you guys do. I appreciate it.
All right. Romy, where do you want to go? What, you have some great ideas.
I'd like to get Bob Baffert. As far as I know, he's the only two-time trainer of a Triple Crown. That's two different horses that have won a Triple Crown. He's from Nogales. I thought that'd be
an interesting
yes. story. How do you go from Nogales to a two-time Triple Crown horse trainer? You know, on the topic of housing, and I know that's not what we try and cover in the 7 o'clock hour. It's supposed to be anything but that. So maybe this isn't a 7 o'clock hour, but you know, there's interesting structures around the state. Like, you've got the Tovery Castle, you've got the Wrigley Mansion, you've got Montezuma's Castle. You have the ruins at Casa Grande. You know, those are tall enough that, and the way it's built probably could be considered a castle. It was used
as a
fortress.
At the time, it was a castle. Absolutely, yes.
So, castles of Arizona.
I got the
That's
first interview.
That's a great one. That's
that trophy
a great
lined
one.
Up already, Romy, okay. for next month. Yeah. I didn't realize there was... I just Google searched castles, and it listed 10 right away. Who knew we had 10 castles in the state?
Wow.
Oh, that's a series one. I would like to do. That would be a great one. But you can't win a staycation.
No, but
we got that idea for free.
We are probably one of the few people to say we've been on the top of Tilbury Castle. One of our ranking Arizona years, we always take a picture at a historic or iconic building for that.
Those have been
Arizona.
Fun to do. The next one's going to be really fun.
And we got to be on top of Tilbury Castle, and the helicopter that was carrying the photographer only had a narrow window because Sky Harbor would only hold the flights for like 90 seconds for the helicopter to spin around. That was fun.
Aaron didn't think so.
No.
We'll come back with Jennifer's idea where she'd like to go at 7 o'clock, and I need y'all's help with where I'd like to go. So stay tuned. I need your help.